All right, Goldie, you were telling about your family, talking about how life was long ago, and you were talking about Annie being sick, that she didn't like to hold the corn, or she couldn't. Is that it?
That, well, she did the housework. I'd rather work out than work in.
You prefer being outside. Yes.
Because I, in fact, for me, I never hit my hard work to work in. Because I'm going to tell you how we were. My hard dad and mother was particular with our relationship. As well, as we were, our daddy did borrow to go out to old farms to buy gloves on. And I'd wear yarn gloves. I'd cut a little yarn sock out and pin it up here to my shoulder. Maybe I'd wear a yarn sock or everything. Just keep quiet. Keep from saying a certain word. And you know, I can't understand why people serve birdies today. Why they get their tan today. Why they don't again.
I don't like to stay out in the sun either. I know what you mean.
And it hurts me. And I don't think it's, I don't believe it's healthy. Just let's get safe.
Well, so many people now are afraid of cancer, aren't they? Skin cancer.
Well, I believe that for the heck of cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told the children, Molly and how I wish forever wear a big slap on it for that way out here, you know, on my face. And I just wonder, but still, I did want to be bad. I would look like you if I put my dress on.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't understand why I did
that. Can you think of any tragedy that happened to you when you were growing up that scared your family or upset your family? Was there any terrible illness or accident?
None. So it was important. I get 1980. We had 4 cases of pneumonia disease. We had 1 case of it. And we had a case where the heart should be 3 times no device. So we had great ones. And if we come up here and get the pneumonia, we pulled our tooth and showed her to make it. Mommy was in bed, everyone was in bed, only except Mommy and me. And I shut. But I managed to stay at the room and have Mommy with her. And I just cured my room for me. I cured him, gave him a big slap, and opened his little teeth to the food farm.
So looking back on your life, you don't remember any great illness or anything that was just terrifying?
It was bad, but probably about a decade. That was the first. And then when we had to give up my granddaddy Parker, who was in my house ever since I was. And then, a little later on, he gave up my granddaddy on the side. Of course, they lived their lives. They were holding. And kids, they didn't, but that didn't happen.
No matter how much you expect someone to die, it's still a tragedy when it happens.
Yes, it is. But later on, after I married, and I had two boys, and I was going to Fort Head,
Poppy was sick.
He comes home from working.
And, he said, better when he started back. Well, we did much more to get them there until they phoned us. Maybe it's next time I was in the station. Yeah, next time, because I go to school to study and get on Monday. And, Junior has the mix. He's in the second grade. And I know Harry Adams worked with us. And he went to Dutch. Harry got the word that he took the hospital, General Hospital. And now we talk about somebody coming. And in the meantime, I got sick about 3 or 4 times. From the nerves, you know, everything. I got sick and they get out and vomit. And we got down there, and he had me. Dr. Clinton was a sinner, and she admitted to Tom Burgess. Probably you know old Dr. Tom Burgess, or the Aberdeen. Well, he went so big today, and he told me, he says, it's your luck, you got TB. And went ahead and started the same, but told him it was 2004. They made it up to Shreemar, made him a room, and put his in on the bed out on the porch. And he slept out on the porch. I believe they sold him 6 months, but he did 3 months. And he got much better than he got up. And he got better, and he went around. But, the rest of school was just terrible. Well, I just expect all the time.
You were torn between two different places, weren't you?
Yeah. He was, I don't think it was from his altogether. His love. I think it had something to do with his heart, because his heart is that's what he
wants. So you have had illness in your family that has been bad
everything all my life.
Can you tell me, was there anybody in your family that you remember talking about the time that they were in the Civil War? Was there any member that was in the Civil War?
My granddad.
Your granddad?
All of them.
Do you remember any stories that they told you?
I've heard my grandmother tell about her and having the song. And fix some food. They fought down here on Town Hill, and my granddaddy Parker was down here on Town Hill, and her and his sister, Beth, I believe his sister, walked and brought food, and the socks stayed with me.
Now, did anybody that you know of in your family got hurt? Did anybody get killed or shot or anything like that? Did they tell you any stories about that?
No, I never heard no stories about that. You know, if they, you take anybody that more than one heart attack.
Yeah. Were they officers in the war?
No, they weren't. But my granddaddy Shannon was an officer. He was a lieutenant.
Was he a lieutenant? We son? Was he Union or South?
He was a Republican. And that was they called him Yankee.
Yeah. That was in the Union. And
my granddad and Parker was the same. They fought for both of their brothers.
Well.
And my granddaddy, Parker, went to see his brother after he come home. About 2 or 3 weeks after he got out of the party. And he hid under the bed, under the mattress.
Did they ever make up before they died?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. My granddad Parker told him that he was a man. And he thought he was right. He thought that they both thought they were right.
Yeah.
No, I'll do that.
Well, Goldie, can you think of, I know I've left out a lot of things that I could have asked you, is there anything that you would like for this tape to contain that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I
mean, anything that has been handed down your family?
I've not told you about how to
say. No, you haven't.
I was married October 7th, 1925.
How long did you court?
Well, not it was a year.
How did you meet him?
I knew him all my life. But I was in town one night about the evening.
And
there was another boy I'd known with for 5 years. And I liked him. But he got to tell me what I could do, what I couldn't do. And I told him, I said, "Frank Sheriff is gone." I said, "When I'm married, I'm my own boss. You're your boss." Now I said, "As far as me quit teaching, I don't care. I won't give up my teaching for all the money."
So you were one of the first feminists, weren't you? You believed in having your own occupation and everything. Are you for ERA?
Well, now I tell you, I just won't be in shape that I want. If I had work, I would.
And you also enjoy your work, do you?
I enjoy it. I love everything.
You look like you do.
And so I, he told me he was different too. And Tom was different.
And you were Republican.
Yeah. But Tom and me never had no trouble. He's walked away from me a many times.
Are you?
And, I believe he was the most humblest man when I met him. But I married him. Clara, the terrible secret. I mean, there is no humblest man I ever saw.
And you had over 50 years together, didn't you?
53 and a half.
Well, and it's wonderful that you could say that after all those years.
I don't think that we never had no fusses. Of course. We had four.
But you respected each other.
Yes. We had four. We had people. We had people. You know two couples. Can't agree on everything. But we all start with that.
Would that be the secret to your married life, that you work together and you didn't let small things fill up
the bad or the little? We worked together.
Red dog.
We worked. If he's down in the lunch,
you share the load.
We share the load.
Well, that's marvelous that you can say that.
Well, every mother's children will have to be in the same way. And if he was with me,
so you were married in 1925. And then, how did your children come? What were their names? And,
well, we married October 17th. He had asked me to marry him in July. And I told him, I said, I'll be quick. We were having some trouble. And he got out and he was married then, because I still stood with him. He was still with him. I stayed on the team who looked out, being Laurie Williams, there to look for me. And we sat in our room and talked until it got time for dinner, and we went up to a restaurant and dinner, and then he had catched a curly train on 4K, and I walked out into the gate, told me when, and he told me that he'd be there. I was going to go for it. But he was our intention to get married on the same day. And he came in on the night. He was working and was as a babysitter. He comes in here and it's our intention to get married on the back of the 15th, my birthday. But I asked him for the and I told him, I said, just ask me. I'm just running free. And I said, just ask how to do it. And he went home that night, and he said to his stepmother, he says, I've got a job, and I'm very good. Well, Poppy dodged the hats all this week. He had that news for school that morning, and she was in a grand house. Because she knew us when he was married, I told her the rooms on her door, and she knew it. Well, finally, they got in her wedding, they all sat down together, and I did the same thing. Well, I'm not the kitchen. And she was in there crying, and she was having her cake. And I believed her, for she said it was on her. And so, Tom Poppy Craig questions about Tom Poppy. He says, why, you know, you've not got a baby for that girl. And Tom says, I know. He says, you love each other. And he says, I don't see why I don't have to be sorry if we love each other. And he said, she came
She never made a quilt in her life, or lace and jelly.
But when he said she never made a quilt, Tom said he was buying blankets.
So when
he said she never made a lace and jelly in her life, well, I know it was
he was making it sound a lot worse than what it was.
Oh, yes. Lord, he laid out that night and cried all night. And cried with a piece down to breakfast. He laid out in the orchard and cried. But he made a mistake. It beat the head of the chapel.
You were his first child, and that made a difference, didn't it?
That's what he said. And so he said, Tom told me, he said, when he said, and he says, I think you're looking at it. He says, now, she's not leaving forever. So she'll be around. And he says, long as she lives. And he says, I'll be good to her. And so he didn't have anything to that. But Tom said to me, he said, if I ask you and you don't give me up, what are you going to do? I said, well, I am. Baby. I said, I'm 23, and you can't do nothing else. But I said, if you've not got enough respect for my daddy, that's after he's raised me. As for me, I said, you've not got respect for me. And I said, I've asked for me. And so he did. And so, the next morning, but we went, it was about 6 o'clock when we got playing the sled. Poppy carried on. I'm telling you, I'm going to do sack like that. And so, about 6 o'clock, we started dancing. I was having my sweet girl. I saw you up here at the school. And we started out, and Mommy said, Andy, you can go with us. And we went with us. And so, we went in, and get Mark Hayes to marry us. So, Albert Miller, we couldn't make it to his place, it was the mud. So, there were injuries. I selected them. And so, when we got in there, there was nobody in the purple. But he went down to Charles Edward. And his sister Noel come back with Mom and, went in and got our license, and she says, you don't know how many has already asked me if you had, you fellas had me married. And she said, but it started in because, you know, I didn't go to school that morning. I played hooky, but I was out there far well. And Tom asked, or Poppy asked, I said, no, we're not married now, but we're going to marry if it doesn't matter. And Mommy saw the next day his daughter, Martin Hayes' daughter, was swing for him through the grocery store before he married his boy. And so we went to the And I know, I believe they married both women. And
anyhow, the boy that I've gone with before, and he has got dog drill and was up here just wrong. But when we went up the cemetery, there he stood, the mic seat. I guess you know the mic
seat. I'm not sure.
That was Fred's, Laurie's, and all of their brothers. And said, so Mike, Tom shook hands with me, and he shook hands with Bolger, the boy that I didn't go with, too. Well, of course, you know, they killed him when that happened. And I never let on, like I saw him run up. And, Bolger hit down home. He got all dressed
up there. What was his name?
Bolger.
Joe's.
So, we went ahead, he went back to work, I went ahead to finish the soup, and I ran the garden off the element in there, and I took two little shoes that had the festival information in the middle to go to high school, and they passed 7 years over, and one of them, my sister married me, and she got sick, so Tom come home in February when she got sick. I called her and she didn't go home. And then, but when we come in on Sunday, Mommy told Polly, she says, I'm ashamed. And I want you to call
it. Just a minute, I can turn the tape.